Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1768 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from an unknown source, and it is, a man doesn't become a failure until he is satisfied with being one. So today's nugget of wisdom is, don't become a failure. Failure, in most cases, is a frame of mind and not an actual event. We can fail repeatedly, but until we are satisfied that failure is our lot in life, then we have not truly failed. There is no limit to the number of times that you can get back up on your feet, dust yourself off, and begin again with even more wisdom than before. Only when you become comfortable with living below your God-given potential that you start the downward spiral of mediocrity, which will eventually lead to failure. We may not be abundantly prosperous in all of our endeavors, but as long as we persevere to do the best that we can for today, we are on the path to success. And our passage for today is Matthew chapter 25, verses 20 through 27. The servant to whom was entrusted 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. And the servant who had received 2 bags of silver came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest. I have earned 2 more. The master said, Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came in and said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops where you didn't plant and gathering crops where you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back. But the master replied, You wicked and lazy servant, if you knew I harvested crops where I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,767 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.